flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Tough day to be Bobby Slowick. Houston Texans fire their offensive coordinator.
That's crazy.
A year ago, he was turning down he was turning down head coaching interviews. This is it's a hell of a business they're in. Now, joining us from New York City, recent new dad, our friend Peter Rosenberg. Peter, what up, man? How you doing? How you sleeping?
You know what? I'm sleeping okay. I can't blame my sleep for the fact that I did not appear yesterday on the show. You guys know I reached out to you both. I offended myself by missing yesterday. I was that
dog. You got
forward.
A baby. We get it.
I know. Dude. No, listen. I know, and I haven't been on. I have not been working. I'm still off of work until. I go work for WWE tomorrow, and then I'm back on the air on Monday. But I was so looking forward to because, A, this whole thing has been such magic, and the baby experience was also magic. We had talked about that some leading up to it. And then I had to tell you guys specifically and the DMV that my 8-day-old daughter is named Maya Jaden Rosenberg. It had to be shared with the world.
There
that
you go,
happen.
Baby.
I love it, man.
You know, my daughter, my middle daughter name is Maya.
She's M-A-Y-A?
No, M-A-I-A.
M-A-I-A. We're M-Y-A.
Yeah, we put the I-A in there because of Brian. All my kids have an I-A in their name.
Oh, I didn't even think
of that. Oh, there Aaliyah, you go.
Sure. Bria, Maya, yeah. And Aaliyah.
Look
Peter,
at you.
Let me ask, your beautiful wife, when you told her, honey, I'm so excited to have this little girl, I want her middle name to be Jaden, what did your wife say?
So the best thing about this is this was a my wife call. I'm pretty sure it might have been the Bears game, but even before the Hail Mary, and we were discussing middle names, and we knew we wanted a J, and Jaden's like sitting on the bench, you know, looking like the stone cold killer that he is, and they threw the font up on the screen, you know, Jaden Daniels, blah blah blah, and his name was just sitting there, and my wife was like, what about Jaden? And I was like, don't you threaten me with a good time. and she was like, I think it's a beautiful name for a girl. I said, babe, that is it. It is over. It is Jaden. And then, of course, it's become this thing of like me hoping she would get here while maybe they were still playing. And the fact that I got to watch the Lions game with her and that they won and there's going to be a championship game, like I made a joke with you guys that, like, the Commanders thing is only second to my daughter for how, like, most exciting things. But I'm not kidding about, like, the real, and I think fans out there listening will know what I'm talking about, the real spiritual nature of this happening. Like, the same way I was scared I'd never get to have a daughter, I'd never get to have a child because things happened in my life and I thought I lost that opportunity and I was heartbroken about it. The same, like, fact that I got to have this child a week ago, it's not that different from the fact that, like, I really thought this team would never get right. Like, they were so fundamentally, culturally destroyed. So the fact that it's all come together for me, guys, not to be cheesy, it's truly been like a wild spiritual experience.
Bro,
we need to get her a little JD5 jersey, man.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, and obviously your situation is unique because you guys just had the baby, right? And, you know, but everybody in their life, whether they don't all compare to each other's, but everybody has good times, bad times, ups, downs, you know, trials, tribulations, whatever it is. And then when you have a deep love for a football team, as silly as it sounds, it can move you. It can bring out passion and emotions. And I think, honestly, for the whole fan base, for the DMV, for legitimately millions of people, this is a cathartic emotional experience that everybody's kind of going through at the same rate. Like, Peter, I just sent you a picture of my daughters dressed up in jerseys for school today. They never cared. You know what I mean? Like, it's so dramatically different, and it's emotional.
Yeah, it's a really deep thing for this area, and, you know, I think we're a really complicated fan base. You know, we're not the same as Philly or Pittsburgh, right? Like, I'm just being real. I know that's a hard pill for us to swallow. Your Phillies, your Pittsburghs, your Cleveland, where, like, no matter what happens, the entire city is on board always. That is not Washington. Washington is a transient place. And I think for those of us who are the most hardcore, who never left, who, like,
right.
Don't get me wrong, we were disgusted. Many of us may have turned down season tickets when they came up, which I did. I never thought I would. But when my name came up on the list in 2013 or whatever it was, or 2010, I was like, no thanks. But for those of us who continued to watch every week, you know, on honeymoons, on trips around the world, no matter what, like, to watch these horrible games, to go through the tease that was the Shanahan RG3 experience, and, you know, only to realize, no, it can't get right. Like, there's no trick. And I said to you guys this year, if you remember, it may have been my best take on this show, I'm not waiting for the other shoe to drop because, like, it's over. That time is done. This is a new franchise, and it doesn't mean we're going to win on Sunday, and it doesn't mean we're going to win the Super Bowl this year or next year. It just means things are different because when you change an organization, and this is not just football, when you change any organization at the top, fundamentally, it is different. I have mm-hmm. different ownership at two of my jobs. One of them, it has gone exceptionally well. It's an incredible, ridiculous run that WWE is on. I have another job, it's not ESPN who I'm referring to, where ownership has changed, and I'm like, oh, God, I don't like the direction that this place is going. And so it's any business, and this team is different, man, and we got a chance to win on Sunday. Like I'm not guaranteeing it, but we got a chance, right?
We have a hell of a chance, man. I think that's what it's about. Like, there are a lot of people we talk to from Philly, they are dismissive. But I have been in football long enough to know when you get that confident, that arrogant, you know what happens? Your guys start believing that same crap. Let them keep thinking. Because this football team is not what they were earlier when they saw him.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey!
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I totally 100% agree, and I really hope that is the case, that they are taking us lightly. I would assume they're smart enough not to, but at the same time, man, like, Philly's used to doing this. Like, they have gotten used to making deep runs in the playoffs. That is what they do. And could that actually be a detriment to them when you're up against a team that has Magic on its side? You know, I don't know. I know that I've thought about both games against Philly a lot this year. I spent a lot of time thinking about that first one. You guys remember I was in Dallas for the Tyson fight, wherever the hell I was, and I was hot about that decision. That was the first really bad DQ coaching decision, at least that some people thought. I know me and B. Mitch didn't see it the exact way, same way, I think. But, like, that game, when you think about the first half of that first Philly game, that was a dominant first half. They just could not score the ball. Mm-hmm. It was Cliff Kingsbury, by his own admission, his worst play-calling game as a Commander coach. Otherwise, guys, we dominated them for the first half, and then we just let it slip away in the second half. Game two started out awful on defense, for sure. Jalen gets hurt, obviously. But, guys, their defense didn't get hurt, and we moved the ball on them all day long.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of reasons to be excited, not to mention Jalen Hurts is dealing with some sort of, like, some level of a hurt knee. He got bent up awkward last week. He's been on the injury report. You know, there's video of him running around. He looks fine, but he's going to get hit. That can always change the equation. It's wild going into this thing because Brian and I have been out here all week. We've been in all the press conferences and all this stuff. And I understand why conceptually people want to ask these players about being the underdog. But, like, they don't view themselves that way. And I think, like, as a group, we can stop talking about the underdog thing. Quan Martin said it the absolute best before the Detroit game. He's like, yeah, they're a real good team, but we're good too. And I think that's the mindset of this team.
Totally.
And it is crazy to say that, believe it, and head to Philadelphia on Sunday. It all feels so nuts.
It feels completely nuts. Everything about that game last week felt nuts. Quan Martin's a great one to bring up because his play, you're just like, oh my God, we are a different team. These turnovers did not happen for us forever. This is just such a different thing. And I want to give the defense love because obviously the defense has had multiple seasons, it feels like. And every week can feel like a different season with this defense. But I will just say, while they are going to give up yards tomorrow, and we all know what a problem Saquon Barkley is, and that passing attack, of course, is problematic as well, our defense has been incredibly timely with stops. They don't always get the stops, but they get stops in certain points that keeps this offense in games. And if you have an incredible offense, which we do, and God, I haven't been on with you guys in a couple weeks, what a difference it makes to all of a sudden have De'Ami Brown be a true second option. Like, wow.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, in the second half of this season, De'Ami Brown has become a guy that, like, other fan bases now know about. Like, he is making big plays for this football team. So but this defense has given them enough in spots to have a chance. And I think they will do the same thing this weekend. And I think, guys, it probably ends up coming down to a last possession. And to me, that's a toss-up game.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I agree with you. I think it's wild to think. Like, I just – we've heard from some Philly people and – Kelsey and Seth Joyner and these guys, like former players that are like, yeah, you know, they're not a single Commanders player outside of Daniels would start. Like, Philly's got the better roster.
What else are they supposed to say?
Yeah, but the extent of which they're saying the stuff is kind of remarkable. Gargano was, I think, the best.
I answered them all.
Gargano.
And they said I had something for them.
Is it a one-fingered salute, Brian?
No, I was on shows and I talked to them like, listen, man. A lot of talk has been made. I say, just like y'all, just like the body bag game. They care about that. But they don't talk about when you knock them out of the playoffs.
They're averaging 130 yards per game in the playoffs through the air. I just don't see that. I don't see Jaden losing to that. Peter, well, we got to bounce.
By the last thing, that is the sneaky point. Like, I know Philly, they're really confident right now. They have not looked great in these playoffs. And, yeah, I think we can take advantage of that and win this game. Guys, thank you for making the time on a Friday.
Congratulations to you and your wife and Maya, man. Really happy for you.
Guys,
oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hail to the Commanders. Let's get it.
All right, bud. Take care. Congratulations. That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg, going off to do WWE tomorrow night. Back on the radio Monday, and just one of the most passionate Burgundy and Gold fans there.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.